Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Friday, June 21st, 2024, pre-market report. Let me start off with this, people. As you and I have expected to see and have called out repeatedly, the world economy is being brought to its knees deliberately. Again, this is no comedy of errors. By central banks who continue to inflate. Specifically, what I am talking about here is the Eurozone and the United States. They have to be glaring examples today of an economy or economies in free fall. And again, look, you all know this. You got the European Central Bank and the Federal Reserve who are working in tandem to bring about this new system. The economic news out of the Eurozone, abysmal. The economic news here in the United States, abysmal. We just heard from Neil Cash and Carry. As a matter of fact, his stunning admission yesterday that the U.S. economy isn't doing so well, it got followed up today, CNBC. And they're blaming the whoever's buying all the debt here. Treasury yields retreat after data hints at a slowing economy. People, look what I wrote a note to myself here. The note says, every single leading economic indicator. People, don't take my word for what I'm saying. Look it up for yourself. It's very simple to do. Okay. Every single leading economic indicator is pointing lower. In other words, we haven't seen anything yet, and this is not just a phenomenon here in the United States. It's the Eurozone. As a matter of fact, it's the entire world right now. And again, the phenomenon that we are witnessing is pretty staggering here. Not only is the world economy cratering at its fastest pace ever on record as a percentage of GDP, even with all of this government spending, which is added to GDP, we've never seen anything like this before. An economy contracting as a percentage of GDP at this level. Nothing has ever come close in history. Now, let me show you something else just real quick. This makes me want to laugh or cry or something in between. Congressional Budget Office. The Congressional Budget Office. Here we go. This is a report. Are you ready for this one? The U.S. national debt to exceed $56 trillion by 2034. A Congressional Budget Office report projects that the U.S. national debt will exceed $56 trillion by 2034. You can't make this stuff up. The congressional, what budget do we have if we're going to have a ballooning debt like this? Like, no surprise to you. What does this mean? Look, I wrote notes to myself here again. Can you read that? What this means for you and me, of course, is massive dollar devaluation, which means an incredible loss of purchasing power, as just as you and I have expected. This is not going to stop, especially with this presidential selection cycle. We got this one freak now, I think you know who I'm talking about, who's talking about weakening the dollar and allowing the Fed to inflate even more. The current imbecile sitting behind the Resolute desk has no idea what's happening. Again, the man, in my professional medical opinion, I did practice for 20 years, is demented. So he has no idea what's going on. What a choice we have here between a demented thing and this other freak over here who doesn't have the guts to tell you or anybody else what's really going on here. It's unbelievable. It really, really is. They're going to allow the central bank here, the Federal Reserve, to flourish on a scale that you can't even believe moving forward. Like I've been telling you, whoever they select to be sitting behind the Resolute desk should have traitor freaking stamped across their forehead. That's a fact. Maybe with a couple of numbers there too, like 666. Should sound familiar to some of you out here. You can't make this stuff up. Anyway, I want to show you something else real quick. Now, this caused some confusion yesterday, which I tried to clear up, and I hope I did, for those of you that watched my market wrap-up yesterday with regard to the MMRI. First of all, let's focus on this number here. It's dropping. This is obviously the Federal Reserve buying all the debt. They're buying more debt, which is their goal. Not only to inflate the currency, which they're doing here, but to also buy it all. And we're seeing a phenomenon occur that you and I said would happen. That is, think about this. Think about what I'm about to tell you. We have a global economy literally in free fall. We have a situation here where inflation is skyrocketing. Nowhere else to go but higher from here, although the propaganda is getting louder and louder on the mainstream. I showed you a chart yesterday, right off the Federal Reserve's own website, where the consumer prices are skyrocketing, but they're trying to tell you that it's not happening. What you're seeing with your own eyes, and obviously we all shop, is not real. It's what they're telling you. Again, they're trying to dictate your life to you. Now, anyway, Fed's buying all the debt, and they're inflating here. We're seeing the money velocity, or the rate at which cash is moving through the economy, pick up. Meanwhile, the economy around the world is free-falling. That is a very ominous sign. And something you and I called out for many, many, many years ago. When this happened, we would see all these extra bills in whatever form they exist chasing the same or, in this case, a lesser amount of goods. This is economics 101. And they're trying to convince you, again, that this is going to get better. And our freaking mummified thing, vomitous mess, Bidenstein, trying to convince you that, oh, this is a good thing that Walmart and Amazon and these other, they're starting to issue price controls. Price controls are coming, in case you don't know that, okay? Lowering prices, fixing prices, all this means is where they're pushing us, as we have called again, is a resource problem which is going to develop on an insane scale. Okay, shortages, rationing, just be ready for it because this is the setup. It's not too difficult to see what's going to happen when you understand what their goals are. You understand? A neo-feudal system, they want people to suffer and they're going to make them beg for a new system. The same entities here that are bringing the system to its knees. Again, who controls the economy again? Is it really the president? It's the president. It's the Democrats of the control the economy. They control the financial system, the financial markets, and the monetary system. They control it. If you believe that, well, you got some issues here that are unbelievably, you'll never get fixed here again. It's all a deception. It's the central banks, in this case the Fed, who's the real government. Once you understand that, everything you're seeing will make sense to you. Until that time, you're lost. I'm sorry to tell you that. But anyway, this is our current trajectory because the Fed's buying all the debt right now. All right, eventually this is going to turn around and spike, and I mean spike. Meltdown of the debt market is going to crush world stock markets. Cash is going to move into commodities, and I also believe into cryptocurrencies, other things too. Collectible things, musical instruments here, artwork. That's where it's going to go. The game remains risk on. Now, something else I want to talk to you about, and I hope this is not a single one of my lions out here, because if this is you, you got to reevaluate the situation here. Traders or investors who are trying to short this market, believing it's going to drop anytime soon, they're getting decimated. Decimated. Not a single one of you that followed this blog. Because what have I been telling you? The market's going to go higher and higher and higher and higher. The faster this whole thing free falls, the more debt that they balloon or pull into the now is going to devalue the dollar. Obviously, this whole thing is priced in dollars right now. That's going to foster the illusion of, again, a economy that is strong. Many people believe that, that there is a connection. There is no connection between the economy and the stock market. There is no connection. This gap that I've shown you for years is so far off the charts right now. It's unbelievable. But there are people here that are shorting this market, and I sincerely hope that's not a single one of you that follow this blog, because I have worked my butt off, okay, trying to keep all of you ahead of the curve here. My friends, my lions here, telling you how to capitalize on this, at least from a financial standpoint. And we got the rest of it covered too by loving each other, caring about each other, being charitable to each other, coming together as a people, all together here. Without this stuff, we're just done. You realize what I'm saying here? At least we can use the system and weaponize it against those that are trying to destroy us. We're not going to let it happen. This guy will never let that happen on my watch. I'm telling you right now. I got every single one of your backs. Just can count on that. But people are getting wiped out right now trying to short this market that's got nowhere to go but higher. Again, just looking at the MMRI here. And please take advantage of this. It's free for you. Everybody, there's a link in the description of this video. Follow this trend, all right? I will keep you on top of it as well. There's a short-term chart up here. Market seems very comfortable here. Could you only imagine if this number drops where we're going with this market? We could see highs here with regard to this market that are going to blow people's mind. There's going to be a time to get out. There's going to be a time to short this market, but not now. Not now. If you are shorting this market, you're going to lose it all. I'm going to tell you right now, because this market is going higher. The faster the world economy craters, the higher the market's going to go. And debt is going to balloon people, as we've been talking about. Debts and deficits and everything else, and spending on this and spending on that, and currency devaluation and suppressed rates here. This thing is a freak show on a scale that is very difficult for anyone to get their head around, even someone like myself. But I study this stuff around the clock. I can't get it out of my head. And it just makes it so clear to me and to you what we should be doing about it. Again, this channel is about finding solutions to the problems that we have, at least with regard to the financial system. It's coming apart. The banking system is coming apart. You need to bet against the system. And how do you do that? If we realize that debt's going to balloon, debts and deficits are going to skyrocket from here, that the potential for mass dollar devaluation here on skyrocketing debt, $56 trillion, and that's just face value. That's not counting derivatives here, right? The quadrillions here. You've got to become your own central bank. You got to bet against the debt. You got to hoard this stuff, silver, gold, my second favorite asset. I know I'm kind of repeating myself, but I'm getting a lot of new people here lately. Commodities is where you need to be as well. You all know that, and you need to stay long the market, as I've been telling you. These people that are short in this market, I don't know what they're looking at. I don't know what they're thinking, but they're getting wiped out. And I hate that, because this is an environment of opportunity if you know how to play the game. And we can beat them at their own game, because I'm telling you people, we're smarter than they are, because we know who our enemy is and we know what they want. All right, people, with that, I hope you got something out of this video. It's very important in my view. I want to hear from you on the topics that we discovered here. Please discuss here. Let me know what you think about all this, all right? This guy here loves you a lot from the heart, and I want to just say again, I'm going to double my efforts from here to make sure I keep all of you on the right side of this. We can't lose if we got each other's backs ever. You understand? We come together, we're invincible. If they divide us like they're trying to do, and they've been very successful, the red team, the blue team, the blah, 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 it's nonsense. It doesn't matter at all. It's just a deception on a grand scale. You're going to lose. And I don't want a single one of you to lose. All right? Love you a lot from the heart, people. I will see all of you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern, for my live stream. Until we meet again, take care of yourselves and take care of each other.